Show every day from 8 to 11. The Tom Hartman Program is live middays from 11 to 2, right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll get to the lines in a second. I want to give you an update on the war in Ukraine. And on the one hand, you can say, well, it's we're isolating the Russians. Yeah, we are. You know, McDonald's left, and now they took over 840 McDonald's restaurants, and the way they're going to market them, the Russians, they're going to call them, their three finalists for what they're going to call the restaurants, the McDonald's. One is, quote, fun and tasty. The other one is, quote, the same one. The third, quote, just like that. These people are not good at PR. And we laugh at that, right? And then it looks like they maybe dropped from OPEC because of the oil embargo. We laugh at that. But the reality is the Russians, their forces have now taken 80% of Severodonetsk, which is a city in eastern Ukraine in the Donetsk region. You know, Donetsk and Luhansk are the two regions Russia is trying to pry away. They're using Chechens, Islamic terrorists, jihadist terrorists from Chechnya to go in and essentially rape and murder the civilians there. These Islamic terrorists get to rape European women. And remember something, in the United States, we have taken refugees from that country, and two of them were the Tsarnaev brothers, Tamerlane and Dr. Tsarnaev, who bombed the Boston Marathon. People like that are swarming through Russia, through the Russian-controlled now city of Severodonetsk, raping and murdering. They've cut off the water, gas, and electricity. 100% of the infrastructure has been destroyed, 90% of the housing. And then they hit a nitric acid plant so toxic fumes would go through the city. This is Russia. This is Hitler. This is Hitler. Now, Biden has done a magnificent job putting the NATO coalition together, and we've just announced that we are giving them longer range guided missiles that can be launched from trucks. That's a 50-mile range rather than 25. We have missiles that go 300 miles, Joe. Give them the missiles, the whole thing. Give them what they need. There's a genocide going on. France and Germany have been calling Putin, claiming to seek peace, groveling in front of him. Putin is Hitler. If you grovel in front of Hitler, he will murder you. He understands only force. Yes, I understand they have nuclear weapons. So do we, and a lot more effective ones. He's an animal. The Russian savage is perpetuating a genocide. Europe has no soul if they don't stand up to it. And they have so far, especially the Eastern European countries, Poland. The head Islamic terrorist from Chechnya has said they're going to attack Poland next. Russian state TV and anchor said the same thing. What Putin is doing is he'll say this stuff using surrogates and then smirk when the West says, well, we're not going to send Ukraine the worst weapons. Send them the planes, Joe. Send them the 300-mile range missiles, Joe. Do it now. The Russian savage, the Russian animal, must not be permitted to take a European country or any country. Period. They're Hitler. All right, we're going to the lines. I have a couple of callers. I'll try to get you in before the end of the show. First one in line, Pizza Box Mike. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Pizza Box Mike?
Yeah, I'd like to order a double Putin burger with no onions, please, to go. Hey, listen.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, good show. I want to touch on just a couple things.
Yeah.
As far as Depp and Heard, I didn't watch any of that because I consider that frivolous lawsuits. Remember when they ran that on us? So the same time they come out with this settlement, the meatpacking company in Green Bay, which was responsible for, you know, how many dozens of people got COVID and two people died, they have to pay out $50,000. So I'm not too big on all that. As far as Voss and Gableman, man, that is just misuse of taxpayer funds and fraud.
It's fraud.
Everett Mitchell, if you have not met Everett Mitchell, I'm telling you, there's the diversity we need on the court. He has spent his entire career helping troubled youth and people that are less fortunate, and he would bring something, he's a great man. You got to meet him. And as far as this war going on, instead of sending all this, you know, $40 billion in guns, why don't we just collect the stuff we have in the streets here and send it to Ukraine? War is not the answer, I know that isn't either.
That's Pizza Box Mike, friends. He has his own show on Saturday. You got to listen to him. Pizza Box Mike does not pull in any punches. There's only one thing I disagree with you on, Pizza Box, and that is the Supreme Court race. Judge Janice Perestavitz, is somebody who is an extraordinary judge. And this Everett Mitchell individual, I'm sure he's a fine fellow. But I'll tell you what, Judge Janet is now endorsed by Rebecca Dallet, by Ed Falone, by many judges and lawyers around the state. She put out a list initially of about 170 of them, and there are more to come. So obviously we can have difference of opinion, but the point of the matter is that Judge Janet is a very strong, solid judge, and she's come right out of the box saying that she's going to put a stop to attack on voting rights. She's going to put a stop to it, and that is a very significant thing. Next up is CJ of Stoughton. Thanks for calling. CJ, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Took January 6th for the Democrats to care about crime. We watched how many were killed this past weekend. 30.
I can't hear you, CJ. Can you talk up a little bit? Or maybe, Sam, maybe increase the volume. Say that again.
Crime spread by Democrat cities is unbelievable. 30 died this weekend. So the mere fact that the Democrats now care about crime after January 6th is such a hoax. We've watched Biden get walked all over. Remember, he was the only one that could deal with Biden. And, oh, yeah, the sanctions were not meant to deter, and he left thousands of allies behind in Afghanistan and famine, and another new record for the Hunter Biden administration. $4.71 a gallon. And who does that hurt? The lower income people. So that's a tax. And your party, all we have to do is look at the Democrat performance. And we're worried about 2022 this November, and you're still whining about Trump. So you guys, what's hurting America?
CJ, I appreciate calling in. We're coming to the end of the show. I have no choice. I'll say I always appreciate the other side coming in. I will say that the Republican Party needs a few more talking points. The Hunter Biden stuff, you know, Afghanistan, remember it was Trump that was going to pull out May 1. He released 5,000 terrorists, and he's the one that recognized the Taliban. Joe Biden has come in to clean up a mess from Donald Trump. That's why I mentioned Donald Trump. Thanks for calling. It's been a great show. Great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.